The necessity of forgiveness. One patient of mine, whose parents had put him through hell as a child, and who is working through his feelings, said to me, "You know, I could forgive them if I could go to them and tell them the ways they've hurt me, and they would apologize. Or even if they would just listen. But if I did go and tell them how they had hurt me, they'd say I was just making these things up. They'd refuse to even remember what they've done. I'm the one who has had all of the pain. They haven't had any of it. But you're expecting me to forgive them?" And I said, "Yes." The reason is because it is necessary for healing. Painful though it is, I must explain to such patients that they are going to stay screwed up until they can forgive their parents, whether or not their parents apologize or even listen. There are a couple of standard things that I used to hear from patients who were resisting the necessity of real forgiveness. One was to ask, "Why do we have to talk about all this bad stuff? We're always talking about all the bad things my parents did, and that's really unfair to them. You know they did some good things too. This is unbalanced." And I would say, "Obviously your parents did some good things. For one, you're alive, and you wouldn't even be alive unless they did something right. But the reason that we focus on the bad stuff is because of Sutton's Law." My patient would then look blankly at me. "Sutton's Law?" And I would say, "Yes, it's a law named after Willie Sutton, who was a famous bank robber. When Sutton was asked by a reporter why he robbed banks, he said, because that's where the money is." We psychotherapists focus on the bad stuff because that's where the payoff is. Not only for us, but for our patients. Because that's where the wounds and scars are. Because those are the areas that need healing. Another even more primitive thing I used to hear people say when they first came into therapy was, "Why do we have to dredge up all this stuff from the past? Why not just forget it?" The reason is that we cannot forget anything. We cannot truly forget. We can only truly forgive. Although in order to avoid doing the...